Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwback. Don't forget to download the radio.com app. Take us anywhere you go. Favorite 104.3 Jams. And don't forget, McDonald's is the official breakfast of the Ed Lover Morning Show. So it seems that this coronavirus is sparing nobody and it's not discriminating against anybody. There have been a lot of people that have come out most recently, as you said, Jenna, what's up? Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus. Carl Anthony Towns, who's a Minnesota Timberwolves basketball player, just announced on social media yesterday that his mother is in a medically induced coma because of the coronavirus. I found out yesterday that a friend of mine named Lee, who used to play point guard for St. John's University in Queens, New York, died of the coronavirus. Another friend of mine, Dave Edwards, who used to play for Georgetown University and also Andrew Jackson High School, where I was a security, died of the coronavirus. All of this stuff, the coronavirus is not discriminating against anybody. And the thing that killed me about the coronavirus, I shouldn't have said killed, no pun intended. The thing that hurt me about it is all of these rumors that were floating around on the internet and on social media about, oh, we can't get this because we Latino. You can't get it because you black. You can't get it because your kids are too young. My wife has a 12-year-old at her hospital right now that has the coronavirus. 12-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's so going scary on right now in this country. And for me, you remember earlier I was talking about going to Walmart. Seeing people out there not protecting themselves is just ridiculous to me.
I was so surprised at how many people were at Walmart just buying things like it was just any other day. And me included. Okay, I'm guilty. So I literally was in and out. I was like, I'm not going to the store. I don't need anything, obviously.
But you have to protect yourself. So if you have access to rubber gloves, wear rubber gloves. If you have access to a medical mask, wear a medical mask. If it's not even for you, it's to protect for other people because you may not even show the signs of the coronavirus and have the coronavirus, and you can infect people that way. I mean, this is crazy. Did you see Rita Wilson? And you know, Rita Wilson is Tom Hanks' wife.
Right.
Did you see her? Well, they just recovered from it. Remember, we reported that she had it when it was in Australia?
And yeah, they were quarantined, and yeah, they got through it, or it looks like they're getting through it.
She did Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature on social media the other day.
Yeah, we got it on our Facebook if you missed it, 104.3 Jams. It's hilarious.
She rapped the whole song. Please be careful. The coronavirus doesn't discriminate whether you're royal, basketball, football, baseball, or just a person that goes to work every day. We with you. We want you to be safe. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.